Voter turnout in the recall elections is expected to be huge, up to 60 or 65%, according to the state's elections agency. Reed Magny of the Government Accountability Board says it's difficult to gauge voter turnout for Tuesday's historic gubernatorial election because it's the first statewide recall election in Wisconsin history.
We're expecting a very high interest in this election, much more than a typical gubernatorial election, but not quite as much as a presidential election.
The GAB typically looks at history for guidance in predicting turnout, but this is uncharted territory. Magny says they're basing their prediction on numbers from past gubernatorial and presidential elections.
The election in 2010 between Governor Walker and Mayor Barrett, the turnout was just under 50% there. And we are expecting that there would be higher interest than that, but again, not quite as much as the presidential election in 2008, when the turnout was 69.2%.
The agency predicts that between 2.6 million and 2.8 million people could vote in the recall contests for governor and lieutenant governor. Four state senators are also fighting for their jobs on Tuesday. Just over 130,000 absentee ballots had already been requested statewide. The early in-person voting period ends on Friday at 5 o'clock. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.